plastic pollution. Listen to a radio program about the impact of plastic on the planet. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, answer the questions 1 to 9 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to check your answers.
Hello and welcome to today's program, in which we will be discussing the problem of plastic pollution. Plastic was invented in 1907, originally to make billiard balls, and since that time it has found thousands of different applications. But after last week's news about a young whale found in the Philippines with 40 kilos of plastic in its stomach, and UNESCO statistics that say 100,000 marine animals die each year because of plastic pollution, surely it's time we started doing something about it. With me in the studio today, I have two guests, Andrew Pattle, who is an expert in animal welfare, and Linda Morris, who is going to talk to us about new projects concerning cleaning up the oceans and what we, as individuals, can do about the problem. First, I'd like to ask Andrew to comment on the story of the problem of plastic and marine life.
Yes, the story you mentioned about the young whale is tragic, but it's only one of a huge number of tragedies which occur daily in the world's seas. That particular whale had eaten 16 rice bags, numerous snack bags, and long pieces of nylon fishing rope, which his body could not digest. You only have to go online to find many underwater videos in beautiful places like Bali, where you can see what first appear to be shoals of fish swimming in the sea. But then you realise that they are all pieces of plastic.
My goodness! And that's only for creatures living in the sea. What about seabirds?
Well, recently Sir David Attenborough spoke about the albatross as an example of one of the saddest things he has ever seen. Albatrosses are giant birds that form partnerships for 50 years and fly around Antarctica looking for food for their young. While he was filming, the cameraman got a close-up of what was coming out of the mouth of the parent bird and going into the mouth of the baby. It wasn't fish or squid. It was a piece of plastic.
That's terrible. I've read another frightening statistic, which is that by 2050, there could be more plastic in our oceans in terms of weight than fish. Is there any hope that we can change that trend, Linda?
As you say, the statistics make for dire reading. You probably also heard about plastic being found at the bottom of the Mariana Trench. For those listeners who don't know, it's the deepest place on Earth, 11 kilometres below sea level.
Yes, to think there is plastic 11 kilometres under the sea is shocking. But are we just recording statistics, or are there projects to do something about it?
Well, one project, the Ocean Cleanup, started last year with a 600-metre-long plastic tube, which was intended to trap plastics floating in the sea in one of the huge plastic gyres, the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, an enormous area of floating plastic, covering thousands of square kilometers in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
That's gigantic.
Yes, but unfortunately, the equipment broke down, and now they are trying to repair it in Hawaii. But of course, we should be looking at the root of the problem. We need to start producing less plastic, and there must be more research into finding alternative materials for containers, packaging, etc.
And as individuals, we must also do our part.
Absolutely. Recycle, recycle, and recycle. Plastic bottles are one of the biggest problems. Eliminating them completely would be the best solution. We should get used to carrying water or drinks in reusable flasks rather than buying bottles. People need to change their habits.
I totally agree.
And are there any other projects?
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
Hello and welcome to today's programme, in which we will be discussing the problem of plastic pollution. Plastic was invented in 1907, originally to make billiard balls, and since that time it has found thousands of different applications. But after last week's news about a young whale found in the Philippines with 40 kilos of plastic in its stomach, and UNESCO statistics that say 100,000 marine animals die each year because of plastic pollution, surely it's time we started doing something about it. With me in the studio today, I have two guests, Andrew Pattle, who is an expert in animal welfare, and Linda Morris, who is going to talk to us about new projects concerning cleaning up the oceans and what we as individuals can do about the problem. First, I'd like to ask Andrew to comment on the story of the problem of plastic and marine life.
Yes, the story you mentioned about the young whale is tragic, but it's only one of a huge number of tragedies which occur daily in the world's seas. That particular whale had eaten 16 rice bags, numerous snack bags, and long pieces of nylon fishing rope, which his body could not digest. You only have to go online to find many underwater videos in beautiful places like Bali, where you can see what first appear to be shoals of fish swimming in the sea. But then you realise that they are all pieces of plastic.
My goodness! And that's only for creatures living in the sea. What about seabirds?
Well, recently Sir David Attenborough spoke about the albatross as an example of one of the saddest things he has ever seen. Albatrosses are giant birds that form partnerships for 50 years and fly around Antarctica looking for food for their young. While he was filming, the cameraman got a close-up of what was coming out of the mouth of the parent bird and going into the mouth of the baby. It wasn't fish or squid. It was a piece of plastic.
That's terrible. I've read another frightening statistic, which is that by 2050, there could be more plastic in our oceans in terms of weight than fish. Is there any hope that we can change that trend, Linda?
As you say, the statistics make for dire reading. You probably also heard about plastic being found at the bottom of the Mariana Trench. For those listeners who don't know, it's the deepest place on Earth, 11 kilometres below sea level.
Yes, to think there is plastic 11 kilometres under the sea is shocking. But are we just recording statistics, or are there projects to do something about it?
Well, one project, the Ocean Cleanup, started last year with a 600-metre-long plastic tube, which was intended to trap plastics floating in the sea in one of the huge plastic gyres, the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, an enormous area of floating plastic, covering thousands of square kilometres in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
That's gigantic!
Yes, but unfortunately, the equipment broke down, and now they are trying to repair it in Hawaii. But of course, we should be looking at the root of the problem. We need to start producing less plastic, and there must be more research into finding alternative materials for containers, packaging, etc.
And as individuals, we must also do our part.
Absolutely. Recycle, recycle, and recycle. Plastic bottles are one of the biggest problems. Eliminating them completely would be the best solution. we should get used to carrying water or drinks in reusable flasks rather than buying bottles. People need to change their habits.
I totally agree.
And are there any other projects?